From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. West Nile season is upon us again, and federal officials are warning it could be a rough one. Few people have been sickened yet this year, but a spokesman for the Centers for Disease Control says the virus is already more active than it was this time a year ago. No mosquito-borne virus has ever spread so quickly across the United States. Overall, last year, it sickened 4,000 people and killed 284. To find out why it's moving so fast, scientists are studying a group of animals that haven't gotten much attention in the past, birds that are not killed by the West Nile virus. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
In a mangy set of woods near Picnic Area 13 in Washington's Rock Creek Park, West Nile expert Pete Mayer of the Smithsonian's Environmental Research Center talks to what looks like an empty bird's nest.
Right above us, right here.
After a while, a black and gray bird sticks its head up out of the nest, staring in our direction.
That's the characteristic meow. That's why it's called a catbird.
Hundreds of thousands of American birds have died after being bitten by mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus. But Myra's not looking for them. He's looking for the living birds that fly around with extremely high levels of the West Nile virus in their blood. The catbird in the nest could be one of them, he says.
They can remain infective. Once bitten by another mosquito, they'll start the transmission cycle potentially over again at another place or at another time of year. So they're what's known as a reservoir.
These are the birds that move the virus around. Myra says we don't know much about them.
We don't really know what species are the most effective reservoirs yet. We still have so much to learn in the West Nile virus saga.
While he talks, a different catbird flies into the mist nest. Myra disentangles it. He says identifying the reservoir birds will make it easier to know where this virus is headed, when it's likely to get there, and what it's likely to do when it does get there.
If West Nile virus is going to slow down, if it's going to ramp up again, we don't even know where West Nile virus is. So we're going to go ahead and pull a blood sample from the catbird. I extend its wing out just like that and clear the area of feathers. You can see there's a small little artery that's going over the wing right there.
But West Nile experts say this virus operates in a league of its own. Since 1999, it has spread out of New York City into all but three of the lower 48 states, and those states are expecting it this summer. Experts say it's happening in part because the virus has infected at least 170 different species of bird. Levels of virus in the blood of these birds are higher than anyone has ever seen before. And there may be other reasons as well. Nick Komar, a bird expert with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says he's seen this virus do some unexpected things in laboratory settings.
There was transmission between and amongst birds in the absence of mosquitoes in several cases.
Well, now how does that happen?
Well, we don't know exactly how it happens, but birds in the same cage with infected birds became infected themselves. We also saw that some birds ate either infected mosquitoes or infected prey items or infected water and became infected.
Komar says he's not sure whether the virus moves so easily in nature. If it does, that could explain why West Nile hotspots develop in some places and not in others. It might also help scientists pinpoint future outbreaks. Tracy McNamara, a wildlife pathologist who was one of the first to identify West Nile in birds, says scientists are learning new things about this virus all the time. But some of them are not good. For example, she's disturbed by early evidence that mother birds have begun passing the virus on to their offspring. She says it's not just the threat this poses to people that concerns her.
I don't know that we know for a fact what kind of impact that may have on the reproductive viability of different species, but it's certainly something that raises considerable concern in the conservation community, especially when you're dealing with birds or, you know, endangered species where their actual numbers may be quite few.
Meanwhile, back at the mangy wood near Picnic Area 13, ornithologist Pete Mara is just about finished taking a blood sample from that catbird.
The blood is going up the capillary tube. We don't need much blood, and this bird won't know what happened to it.
So far, Myra hasn't found the West Nile virus in the blood of a catbird or in any other migrating bird, but he suspects that he will. The virus has been found in Mexico and Central America, and that just happens to be where this bird is going in the fall.
and then he'll fly down to the southeastern U.S. or Central America, where he'll be flying around Mayan huts or outside of Mexico City, potentially dispersing the virus.
The West Nile virus has been found in 32 states so far this year. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.